In darkness, any shining star possessing some constancy is better than no star at all. So evaluation is a word which harshly may be assigned to your instruction of a student, but how else would he get there? How else would he get there? And quite strangely, if you would care to investigate savage cultures, of which I've investigated a few, you would discover that it is ignorance itself. It is a lack of wisdom in that community itself which brings about terror, injustice, maltreatment, decay and deterioration. Now, here we have the final answer, I think. Wisdom afloat in a culture makes the culture. The very definition, culture, could be summated by the amount of technology, knowingness, wisdom in existence in that culture. What you call today Western culture is a combination of knowingnesses which summate into a higher, more decent form of life than can be achieved in other areas where that wisdom does not exist. However much harm might come about to a society through becoming mechanized, by finally mechanizing itself up to a point where it blows itself to pieces, however much harm might come about because of that, any part of that harm could be nullified by a sufficient broad spread of wisdom. In other words, it is only the fact that the atom bomb is arriving in mystery in a civilization which still bows down to superstition. It is a very superstitious culture, this Western world. Very. It believes in invisible gods, visitations, mumbo jumbo. And an atom bomb arriving in that unstable a condition in the society, of course, can produce an enormous amount of harm because the humanities have been outstripped and overbalanced by a technology appertaining only to the physical universe and leaving out of its computation the mind, life, beingness.